Alrighty, out will be Matt Ioannidis, hand, Arthur Jones, shoulder, and then questionable, Williams, knee, Crowder, hamstring, Laval, stinger, long, knee, Moses, ankle, Inseki, core muscle, Nicholson, shoulder, Paul, concussion, Quick, concussion, Reed, hamstring, Sheriff, knee, and Brown, ankle.
Jordan was unable to practice today. Was that just, did something happen yesterday, or just trying to kind of get it to calm down a little bit?
Yeah, just trying to get him where he feels good about running and give him another day of rest. You know, he worked with the trainers and strength coach, and we'll see where he is tomorrow.
Is Paul's status, haven't seen him his last 2 days, what's the update in terms of his concussion situation?
Same. You know, he's a guy we have to get through the protocol and make sure he's okay before we even think about activating him. But we want to get the final official word probably this afternoon. We'll probably get the official word this afternoon or first thing in the morning.
Is it all concerned that he wasn't able to practice these last 2 days? Or
you know, it's like I said, with a lot of these guys who haven't been able to participate in practice a whole lot, you want them out there. But Niles has been here and knows the system. He's been in the meetings and he's prepared if he is allowed to play, or if he can play, I should say. So that's not a concern as far as that's concerned.
You had Trent back out there today. You look pretty. You seem to be pretty happy about that in particular. What is he just trying it out? Is he going to maybe give it a go, or what?
He's trying it out, see how it feels, and it was nice to see him put his helmet on for the first time in a while. Get his wrist taped, you know, have the jersey put on over his shoulders. Want to make sure it's still fit. But you know, the big thing is with him is one, he has to feel comfortable enough where he can be effective. You know, he's played at such a high level his whole career. I think with the pain that he's been having, he just doesn't feel like himself. And if he feels like he can go, I'm sure he'll go. He's the toughest guy on his football team, and this thing has been bothering him, obviously. So we'll play by ear. I think we'll see how he feels, and if he can play, he'll play. If not, we'll hold him out another week.
Keeping 13 linemen is something you're probably, I would guess, not going to do if all of the starters are back and healthy. So do you feel comfortable that enough of those guys, that the starters are going to be back where you can make a roster move if you wanted to? Or do you still feel like you need that kind of depth because you're not sure who's going to be in and out?
Yeah, that's been the whole thing. We haven't been sure. If I knew for sure Williams and Seki, Long, Moses, Sheriff, all those guys were playing, then obviously we could make some moves. But since we're not sure with their status until tomorrow or even sometimes and make sure they get to the hotel and nothing happens nowadays. We just got to keep on, we'll hold on to them. We'll adjust that number at some point, hopefully very soon.
Last one. Did you see much from Keenan Reynolds this week? Is he someone that could be in the mix, or would he still be a couple weeks away?
No, he's at least more, probably. You know, I think if we use him, you know, it'd have to be as a return guy. As long as Crowder's okay, then we can just keep him here and teach him the offense and see how he does out here on the practice squad.
I got one more. Jonathan Allen, has he been around the facility? Is there value in having, especially a rookie, around the facility in meeting rooms, watching film with the guys?
There is value. You know, I think right now the most important thing for him, though, is to get himself, get himself out of that surgery, get the rehab going, and then once he feels like he can get up and move around, then I think we'll see more of him. Mm-hmm.